Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. This is going to be a ton of fun. I want to introduce you to Brody Kern. Brody, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Dave. I'm excited to be here. We've been going back and forth trying to get this thing scheduled. And so it's good to finally be on, see your face, and get this thing knocked out.
I appreciate that. So for those of you guys who don't know Brody, let me tell you a little bit about his history here. He has a true zero to hero story that started with years of intense drug addiction that led him to finally get sober at the age of 21, where he learned to positively channel his intensity into business. Since then, he's gone on to start multiple six and seven figure ventures in various industries and is currently the founder and CEO of Wake Up Wealthy. Again, you can get that at wakeupwealthy.com. It's a high performance mindset and business coaching company for male entrepreneurs under 45. So I'm barely over that now. So I have to be a little concerned about that one. His philosophy is based on creating success and fulfillment at the highest level by mastering mind, body, spirit, and business. And I think the coolest part, honestly, for me, as we were sitting here talking, Brody, is your heart out there is really just trying to help people grow their businesses and their own personal lives. And obviously, you've literally at this point, 300, 400, 500.
We just crossed the 500 client mark.
500 now. That's awesome. Anyways, tell people a little more about your history and stuff and where you want to go.
Yeah. And so, you know, you covered it briefly. It's like early on in my life, I had a bit of a difficult upbringing, and that led me down a path of addiction. I was super addicted to drugs and alcohol from about 17 to 21. I ended up overdosing six times the year that I was 21 and was forced to drop out of college, check myself into rehab. And that moment was really like a catalyst for me because, you know, I was in a 28-day inpatient rehab facility. And coming out of there, it's like, you know, I wasn't sure that I wanted to go back to college. That was a super, you know, it was a toxic environment for me. And here I was, this college dropout junkie, and I just wasn't that employable, you know? And so, but I had a huge chip on my shoulder, right? Because it's like, dude, all my friends are like now like approaching the point where they're graduating college, they're getting jobs. And here I am, I'm like working at this little pizza spot in Missouri, and I'm fresh out of rehab. And I just, you know, I always felt that I was like, that I was capable, that I was talented, and I knew that I was ambitious, but I had so many things standing in my way, which were all by my own design. You know what I mean? Self-imposed limits and beliefs. And I had to start unwinding those. But I ended up in business because there's a low barrier to entry. Nobody could, like, people could tell me I couldn't have a job. People could tell me I couldn't go back to school, but they couldn't tell me that I couldn't start a business, right? And so I started my career in real estate and did very well there, went on to build a couple other businesses, ultimately to find myself like, you know, making great money. I was like, I had reached a point where I had lapped all those friends that like I had the chip on my shoulder because of, but I had reached a point where I was totally unhappy, and I was about to get married, and my fiance was pregnant with, you know, my son. And I was like stressed out. I was stressed out by work, man. And I was just searching more and more money, and it just wasn't solving my problem. And so I went through a period where I was like, okay, I walked away from the couple, you know, income streams and businesses that I had at the time, got married, went on my honeymoon, and I was really trying to figure out what I was going to do in my life and like what was going to give me that feeling that I wanted, because growing up in a bit of a tough environment and then going through what I did, I told myself money would solve the problem, right? And when it didn't, well, then I was lost because I had no target. And so I really looked at what I enjoyed in my life. And I did enjoy the game of business. I enjoyed complex problem solving, but I especially enjoyed working with other guys in AA, helping them get sober. And so looking at that personal transformation work and going deep into the mind and deep into the heart and figuring out what is holding guys back and how to help them create results in their life, I decided that I wanted to create a blend of that in the business world. And so I didn't even know that was really possible, but I remember I was on my honeymoon, and maybe it was a little bit before my wedding, somewhere in that time period. And so I downloaded Instagram, and I saw that people were like creating content and speaking and coaching and doing all of these sorts of things. And I was like, oh, people are doing this. That makes sense. I was like, I'll do that. It was real. Like I've always been like a gift that I've had is like not overthinking. It was real, real simple. I was like, people do that. I could do that.
I love it. So when you take a look at where you're at right now and the success that you're having, what, again, we're kind of down to the end of this 2021 and people be obviously setting new goals for 2022. What are some of the main things as you look at scaling and growing, whether it's a business, whether it's health and fitness, what are some of the main things you find really make the massive difference for people?
So that's a great question. And like the thing that I think moves the needle the most is getting clarity on where you're actually at, right? There's a path that we all have to take in order to scale, right? And a lot of times I see guys putting the cart before the horse, right? And so it's like, I call it man machine master. And so it's like, first you have to build the man, right? You have to build the mind, you have to build your body, you have to build the vehicle that allows you to actually execute, that allows you to go out there and create, right? But so many guys are focused on the business. And this is what I did, right? This is what I was telling you I did before, where it was like, I went out there, I was focused on the business, but I wasn't focused on the man. And because of that, there was a limit to scale, right? I couldn't scale team because I wasn't in a place to lead. And I couldn't scale my family because I wasn't in a place to show up for them. And I recognized that leading into that time period, right? And so it's like understanding where you're at and what you're actually solving for is huge, right? And so first you have to develop the man. That's why we talk about mind, body, spirit, because it's like, that's the game changer, right? Your business is a reflection of how you show up. It's a reflection of the thoughts that you have on a day-to-day basis and how you execute, right? And so these things, they're all intertwined. And so once you build the ability to execute and have certainty and know that you have the ability to go out there and create and do what you say you're going to do, well, then that's when you start focusing on the machine, right? That's the business. That's, hey, how do we put in time and energy and execution and let it produce results at multiples, right? Then how do we start to automate? How do we start to delegate? How do we start to leverage ourselves out of that business and create leverage with our time, right? Once we have created leverage with our time, and so maybe if you've built the man, you're solving for the machine right now, right? But once you solve for the machine, well, then you can go out and instead of going vertical, you can go horizontal, right? You can build more machines, which is what I'm doing now. But in addition into that, as you're building more and more machines, that's where the master comes into play, right? And the master is the guy who, number one, he has complete leverage over time and money, right? And so you learn how to invest, money starting to flow, you're really getting good at that. Because we all go through periods in our life where it's like, you reach a point where you figure out how to get money, but then you don't know what to do with it, right? Investing is a whole nother game. It's completely different with a completely different set of rules. It requires a different lens in how you view the game. And so understanding that game and then understanding how to take, you know, that wealth that you've been building and put it into passion projects and things that are important to you and start to give back and start to create impact that has a ripple effect in the world. That is the master. And so understanding, to answer your question again, like to understanding what phase you are solving for is wildly important because they're sequential. And so if you try to solve for machine or master before you solve for man, it's a house of cards.
I think that's so true. I think, man, this whole idea as far as house of cards, I love that analogy. I've been in that situation where I've had a house of cards come tumbling down more than once. And same. I think that, same. So as you take a look at helping people, again, a lot of people listening to this are probably focusing more on the business side, trying to scale, trying to grow there. At the same time, one of the things I've seen is the importance of health, importance of fitness, and then obviously the importance of the mind. So as you take a look right now, and Brody, as you're looking at, we've got, you know, over 100,000 customers with ClickFunnels. But the interesting thing is to see the difference as far as how people scale. And I'm fascinated by the way you've had the opportunity of growing businesses in your own personal life and then with your customers as well. And you take a look at, again, with 2021 coming to an end, 2022 coming up in January, what would you say, what would be the top three things or five things that they should actually focus on between now and the end of the year to make sure they actually start the year doing the right thing?
So it kind of builds off of the last question that we had, right? And so if we're looking at solving for scaling right now, right, it's like it's about asking the same types of questions, right? And so what are we actually trying to solve for? Because when we look at guys' businesses in our business a lot, where we're doing coaching, we're doing consulting, we're getting in the trenches with them and looking at what's happening, it's like they're trying to do a lot at once, right? They're trying to build this new funnel. They're trying to launch YouTube ads while they're trying to scale Facebook ads. They're trying to build an SDR team. They're trying to, you know, create content and figure out how to play that game. And it's like, when you're doing all of these things at once, it's just like, there's a very low probability that one, much less multiple of them hit, right? And this is a trap that I've gotten caught into, I mean, more times than like I care to admit. And it's because, like, dude, it takes an extreme amount of resilience and commitment and focus and perseverance to actually see one of these things through, right? It's like, okay, let's speak in the topic of ClickFunnels, right? How many people have won the ClickFunnels 2 Comma Club Award comparatively to the amount of users that you have, right? Sure. It's a very, very low percentage, when I can tell you from personal experience, if you just focus, it's just not that hard. And so I'll tell you my first ClickFunnels 2 Comma Club story. It was like, look, I'm not the best marketer in the world. I'm a great coach and I'm a great leader, but it's like, I hate playing the game of online marketing. A lot of times, like, copy is gimmicky and I can't say shit the way I want to say it. I, you know, just the way I swear a lot. And so just the way I speak, I can't even talk the way I want to talk on ads. Right. And so it's like, it's always been a problem for me. But when I won my first ClickFunnels 2 Comma Club, it was like, I built a really simple process, right? I was like, I came from a background in real estate where it was a lot of outbound prospecting, a lot of talking to people, right? And when I was looking at the skill sets that I had and transitioning those into the online space, I was like, look, the mountain to climb to be one of these great marketers, where I'm competing with guys who are insanely talented, they have an insane amount of funds, I was like, this is going to take a while, right? But I need to scale now. And so what can I do? And so in 2019, like the last half of 2019 through the first half of 2020, what I did is I built a wildly simple funnel. It, like, looking at it, it is the most disgusting funnel you've ever seen. It's like, there was not anything on it that was special. It was a white opt-in page with one button. And then it was a VSL, a 15-minute video of me reading through a Google document that I wrote verbatim, and then a call booking page, right? And so every single day, like, we built out, like, it started with me, then it went to my, like, a couple of the coaches that work for me, and then it went to VAs, where we sent this to as many people as Facebook and Instagram would possibly let us, right? And, you know, you fast forward 12 months of launching this funnel, and we had done $1.3 million in sales through it, right? And so it's like, I think we overcomplicate things as business owners a lot, right? And sometimes we need to ask ourselves the question of, hey, what is the most simple route here so that we can get some reps and so that we can get some feedback and start to get some understanding? Because the game of business is totally mechanical, right? Like, we make it hard being human beings. Business and marketing is simply just, you build a hypothesis, you pump it into a mechanism to test that hypothesis, and it spits out data and feedback, right? And then you iterate on the feedback and you iterate quickly until success, right? That is the entire game. But we overcomplicate it trying to do too many things at once and not taking the most simple path forward to try to figure it out.
Man, I love that. Oh my gosh. I think as you guys are listening to this, please understand the impact there. So often, I see this so many times where a person first gets started and they try to do it. Every single thing, as you mentioned, I'm going to do Facebook ads, I'm going to do YouTube, I'm going to do everything I possibly can. And I've seen the success that you made, again, more than once now, but had the opportunity really of scaling and growing a business because you focused on one area first. And I think as you take a look at that and growing, and it's not even in your own business, I take a look in your own health or fitness or whatever it is, where so often people want to try so many different things. And I find that those people are the most successful are those who have just laser focus. And I'm just this one area. And I'm kind of curious, as you've now worked with, you know, hundreds of people, had helped them scale and grow. What are some of the things when you look, you've got such a variety of people coming to you. What are some of the things that where you really ask them or direct them to start having success how do you lead them to get the success that they're wanting? Because I'm sure they come to you with a whole bunch of different ideas and thoughts, and whether it's fitness or health. How do you get people to, you made mention as far as of just laser focus and really being able to leverage things. How do you find is the best advice you can give them to really focus?
So we have a process that we take guys through, right? And to come back to man, machine, master, because guys come in and dude, they have great ideas inside of their business. They realistically know what they should be focusing on, at least up to 500,000 or a million a year, right? Like 500,000 to a million a year, depending on the space, is what I call hillbilly scale, right? Like you can go out there.
Hillbilly scale.
Yeah. And so you can go out there, not really know what you're doing, but if you are executing day over day and being smart about, hey, how do we think and how do we optimize on this stuff? Well, you can do $1 million in revenue right now. To get to 5 or 10 million, you need to become a lot more methodical, right? And that's where you may need some business tactical advice and some high level coaching, which is there. But for the most part, it's like guys have great ideas of what to test inside of their business. My primary area of concern is, hey, why have these not already been tested? How long have you had this idea? Oh, 6 months. Like, what have you been doing? You know? And so it's like guys show up with a lot of baggage, a lot of garbage in their mind, head trash, right? And it's not their fault, right? And that's what guys tell themselves a lot. It's like, look, we all take on imperfect lessons from imperfect teachers, right? Whether that be our parents, you know, peers, teachers, you know, all of forms of conditioning growing up, we get told how to think about the world. And it's not until we reach, you know, early mid 20s where we start to think, hey, you know, these thoughts are kind of broken and maybe I should start to redesign these things and rewire the way that I think. And so a lot of times when guys show up to us, like a big part of what we do is unwinding a lot of that conditioning. I like to say that we wipe the software clean and upload them with a new operating system, right? Because an ideal operating system for an entrepreneur or for a human being in general is one that is clear, objective, and logical, right? And so when you say, when someone thinks that they can go do something, like the biggest thing that men struggle with for certain is feelings of unworthiness, right? Inadequacy, right? Not thinking that they are enough. And that is an illogical belief, right? Because most oftentimes, if you just ask a second or third level question, you can break the logic of why you think that, right? But we don't ever do that. And so we just assume that that's right. We just assume that we suck. We just assume that we aren't deserving of what we see other people getting online. And whether that's because our mom told us one time when we were a kid and that memory took hold in our subconscious, right? It's like all of the coaches on my staff are trained in NLP and hypnosis. And we do a lot of really special work and powerful work around, hey, how do we go in there and start to rewire some of this stuff at the subconscious level, right? Because, and so like, you can't see the sign, but on my wall right here in my office, I have a neon sign that says the end is secure, right? A question that I propose a lot is, hey, how would you operate differently if you knew that the end was secure? If you knew that in time you were going to make it, right? And people would operate from a place of a lot less fear and a lot more certainty, right? And when you put fear to the side and you instill certainty, guys start to execute on the ideas that they have. And it doesn't matter how much you pay for the best coaches or whatever in the world, like businesses and people are contextual. Businesses and people are contextual. In order to create high value results for clients, you have to teach them how to think and how to problem solve. It's not about having the secret ad strategy. It's not about having that, you know, like the silver bullet, right? It's a game of testing and iteration and teaching people how to think about that and how to get in their own way less during those phases of testing and iteration. That is how you create success for individuals. It's like, it's about staying clear here. If guys could shut their minds off and just work and just execute, they would win.
Man, I'm taking notes on this one. I've seen this happen so many times in my own personal life. I go back and I've had, even before ClickFunnels, I did a whole bunch of different businesses. Sometimes I was a consultant, sometimes I own the businesses, and it's fascinating to understand the impact that your mind has and the fear element Even though you've gone down a path and you think, oh, I've got this. And all of a sudden something happens and you're like, whoa, wait a second. I didn't expect that. And the fear that comes on becomes such a huge, huge issue for so many people, no matter what their businesses are. So I appreciate you making mention of that. As you take a look Brody, at helping people overcome fear these days, what are some of the areas that you really focus on?
Well, helping them understand the nature of it, right? And so, because it's like the mind wants to be logical, right? But we also have an ego, and ego is very illogical, right? The purpose of your ego is to protect you, right? It was a defense mechanism that was created at some point during evolution that just isn't very applicable today. And so let me paint a picture for you. The ego isn't smart enough to know what it has never experienced, right? And so the ego only knows what it has experienced. And if you, so for example, let's say you made a sales call and you were rejected. Well, your ego now says, hey, we know that by avoiding sales calls, we will not experience that rejection, right? That will, and we do not have to go down that road. And we know with certainty when we take sales calls, we experience rejection, right? The ego doesn't know what hasn't happened yet. And by nature, especially if you're listening to this podcast or if you are a client of ClickFunnels, you are trying to grow. You are trying to become something that you have never become before. Now your ego is going to tell you that, hey, because we have never been there before, we will not survive it. It is not safe, right? And so that creates that fear response. Your mind will steer you away from things that you have not experienced before. And it doesn't matter if the things that you've experienced before are good or bad. It just, if you have experienced before, it knows that you can survive it. And it says, that's fine. So your entire life could be really messed up, but your ego says, hey, stay in that stuff because we know that we can survive it. And anything new, we don't know if we can survive that or not. Right. And so that is what creates fear. And it's not a lot, it's not a logical place. It isn't something that serves you.
Man, we could have a whole separate podcast just on the fear element. It's been kind of a crazy thing. Even some of the, I've talked to different people and the trials that they've gone through. And when you go through a trial, all of a sudden creates this, you now have an experience of knowledge at least. And you typically can rely on that. Again, I've gone through some crazy last 4 months with the surgery and the brain cancer stuff that was all removed. It's been fascinating talk. So I ended up talking to a couple of people who were in similar situation I was, where they had to have the tumor basically removed from their brain. And that for us at the time, basically me, it happened in August. And when it happened, basically the doctor said you had to the end of the month unless you had the surgery. And if you do get the surgery, you'll live anywhere from 11 to 18 months. And I totally disagree with that. And it's been fascinating to see who you spend time with actually changes what happens. I ended up spending... There was other people who had similar surgeries. And so we were going through the same radiation and chemo and all that. And it was fascinating where one of the guys I met actually was going through, and their family was basically planning on how to deal with his death in the next 11 to 18 months.
Sure.
And for me, it's completely the opposite. My wife and I just celebrated our 28th anniversary. I planned on actually being to at least 60. So I've got another 32 in front of me. And it's fascinating to see the people you talk to and the experience people have had. And again, the crazy thing is the doctors were presenting to us what an average was. And they weren't, they're just doing their job. But it was amazing. It kind of goes back to what you're referring to, where your mind, your brain is saying, you know what this is like, and this is how it's going to be. And so you should probably just focus on this. For me, it was, I know there's another way. There's got to be another way. I don't care if it's the 5% that live to the age of 130, which is where I've always thought I was going to live for some reason. But I think it's fascinating as I hear you talk about this, where people focus so much on the experience they've had, and that's it. And so I'm kind of curious, as you take a look, as you've worked with, again, hundreds of people now, how do you help them expand that mind and start focusing on things that are outside of their experience. But again, you have this vision, you've already seen, you've worked with hundreds of people who have already achieved these other huge marks. How do you help people whose minds are going, well, I think I can only do this, but you think I can do more? How do you help them cross that gap?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I appreciate you sharing all that with me. I did not know any of that. And so the mind and reality by extension is malleable, right? We think that it is something that is very set in stone. And the subconscious, it takes a bit of work to really beat it into submission, right? And it's never going to be totally, totally submitted, right? We all have, you know, rogue thoughts that are not ideal, but the important thing is to not identify with all thoughts that you have, right? You have a messed up thought and it's like, hey, like I have a messed up thought. I don't have to be a messed up person, right? It's the human condition. And the human condition is a spiritual disease. We are all sick by nature, right? And we can think ourselves into holes that ultimately, if we never get out, can destroy our entire lives, right? And so in order to really start creating good change in people, it's like we have a couple coaches here who are really, really talented in NLP, right? And a lot of people don't even really understand what neuro-linguistic programming is, how it works, et cetera, right? And it's kind of a tough thing to explain on the front end when someone has no exposure, but basically what it has the opportunity to do is, you know, we go in there and we start to disassociate a lot of these negative things that they're thinking about, right? A lot of these things that are taking hold of their mind, we disassociate them from that, right? Now, on top of this, we put people into a community where everybody's doing the same type of work. Everybody's thinking about the same thing. And like you said, right, the people that you're around, if your family's planning for you to die, like, to be honest, like, there's a high chance that you will probably die. And if nobody's planning for you to die, right, and they're planning for you to live, well, there is a much, much, much greater chance that you will live. And that's really remarkable. And so when you start to disassociate from a lot of those negative thoughts and you separate yourself from them, you put yourself in a circle of people who are focused on the future. They're focused on growth. They're learning the same types of things that you do. They're going through the same type of content. They're understanding it and they're pushing you and you're pushing them, right? That community impact, like we say, proximity to the pack is everything. Proximity to the pack is power, right? And so proximity to a pack that is focused on the same direction that you want to be focused on is going to be a big game changer, right? Because the mind soaks it all in. It soaks it all in. If you have negative people around you, it's going to soak that in and you're going to start to identify with those thoughts, right? You're going to start to associate with those thoughts. And so when you start to truly take an audit of what is going on inside of my mind, right? On a day-to-day basis, what types of thoughts am I having? Thinking about what you think about and disassociating from the ones that don't serve you, right? Saying, hey, I'm not going to engage with these anymore. And this is why practices like meditation and mindfulness are so important, because what meditation does is it gives you the ability to one, focus, but to two, watch as thoughts come by, right? Floating along like clouds in the sky. And you get to watch them go by without saying, hey, that's who I am, right? You get to visualize them going by just observing. And so once you can just observe, you can push stuff away and you can pull in what is good to you, what is useful to you, what is serving you, and what is ideally what you want to be like, right? And so the more you push those bad thoughts away and you start to pound in new thoughts through your own focus and telling yourself that, through writing that, and as well through osmosis in the type of community that you keep yourself around.
Man, I have... Again, Brody, I wish we'll have to have another podcast just on on the NLP side of stuff. There's so much behind that as well. Again, I can't thank you enough for all of your time and most importantly for your experience. I think it's so important for people to understand when a person's overcome so much and then starts helping other people do the same thing, that's where the massive impact has such a great reward. And really, obviously, there's financial reward, but beyond that, there's deep reward to really scale and grow who you are as a person. And again, Brody, you've helped hundreds of people, and those are the people actually you've dealt with on a regular basis. There's obviously thousands of people who you've helped who've listened to your content, gotten your content. And I just want to say thank you very much for all that you've provided. If people want to find out more about you, where should they go? What's the best way to reach you?
Yeah, a couple ways to reach me. I mean, if you want to find some helpful content around this stuff, you know, myself and all the coaches on my team, we put out a lot of trainings on wakeupwealthy.com. You can find Wake Up Wealthy on YouTube. And if you need to get something off your chest, you need to share something more personal, something that you've been holding on to, you can reach out to me on Instagram at any point. It's just at Brody Kern. Like Dave said at the beginning of this podcast, like, dude, I'm here to help. When I look at my life and I look at, you know, what to me would make it a worthy endeavor, it is being able to create change in humans, because there is a ripple effect there. And especially when I'm focusing on ambitious men, I think that they are some of the highest impact individuals out there when they're dialed in. And so, you know, being able to wake up and help someone is a worthy endeavor for my life. And because of that, I'm willing to do it.
Oh, Brody, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Well, I hope you absolutely loved all the value of that podcast. Speaking of value right now, one of the things we're really trying to do is over-deliver. And the thing we've seen that has probably created the greatest opportunity for us to over-deliver to all of you, and that is our One Funnel Away Challenge. In fact, you can actually see it at clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. Again, clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. If you've gone through the One Funnel Away Challenge in the past, this is something totally new. We started the One Funnel Away Challenge back in 2018, and it is now 2.5 years later, we decided to completely redo it. Everything brand new. Simplifying the process, making it just as easy as possible for you to get results quick. Just spend 30 minutes every single day, and what you're going to get is Russell teaching you exactly what you need to do to get your funnel up and running in the next 30 days. So go to clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. You can get all the details there. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.